USA Radio News.
Six people are dead, nine others injured after a shooting in downtown Sacramento. The Sacramento Police Department said several streets in downtown, just blocks from the state capitol building, were closed as officers responded to the violence early this morning. Barry Assius of Sacramento's Voice of the Youth.
Police all over the place, victims with blood all over their bodies, folks screaming, folks crying, people saying, where's my brother?
Apparently, there will be no meeting between the leaders of Russia and Ukraine. Russia's top negotiator, Vladimir Medinsky, said the countries remain far apart on the issues of Crimea and two breakaway territories. According to Reuters, negotiators plan to sit down again tomorrow via teleconference. A dip in the jet stream is expected to bring stormy weather to the Plains states this week. Tomorrow, the severe weather system will have moved eastward over Texas with the possibility of wind gusts up to 75 miles an hour. That same storm system will pose a threat through Wednesday in parts of north and central Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.